complain about any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Mass Media Complex, Ali King Carter Road. PO Box 32475, Lusaka. Or call us on 260-211-2505 at night. Or visit our website at www.iba.org.zm. IBA, here for the public. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. HH urges health experts to fortify healthcare systems with the objective of addressing health disparities. PSDA challenges ZESCO to clarify Kariba situation amid ongoing power expo. 5 journalists among 20 killed in Israeli strike on hospital, Gaza officials say.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilala. Republican President Haga Indejilema has urged health experts to fortify healthcare systems with the objective of addressing health disparities. Speaking during the 75th session of the Regional Health Committee at the Mulungushi Conference Center in Lusaka, President Hizilema emphasized the importance of deriving transformative lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic to tackle global health challenges, asserting that delays in response can result in catastrophic loss of life. President Hizilema articulated the necessity of positioning health as a catalyst for regional trade and industrialization, underscoring the integral role of health in fostering economic growth. President Hizilema highlighted the imperative of harmonizing public health regulations across African nations to mitigate unnecessary exposure of citizens, particularly if the African Free Trade Area is to be realized.
I think I'm not talking about the capacity to manufacture. Yet I'm talking about just a diplomat around the need to address global health with one approach, and the need for us to understand that it took too long to unlock those White Houses. Talking to each other, dialogue, diplomats was slow, and we lost lives unnecessarily. That's very important going forward. What else? We need to position health as the driver for regional trade and industrialization. Coming from the business side myself, for my sins of the past, it is important that we understand the integral nature of health as a driver for growth.
Meanwhile, President Haga Indejilema has expressed gratitude on behalf of the government and the people of Zambia for the Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa's message of condolences on the passing of 60th Republican President Edgar Lungu. President Hizilema says Zambia has a tradition, a legal one, established by the people of Zambia through different pieces of legislation that presidents should be buried in one place called the Embassy Park in Lusaka. Mr. Hizilema, however, says the government is hopeful that the issue will be resolved as soon as possible. The president said this when the Zimbabwean second vice president, Kembo Mohadi, paid a courtesy call on him at State House today.
Your context to why it is this impasse. So the most important thing is that we hope to resolve it. Our team is there. They're engaging the family. And any support, Your Honor, we can get from family members such as yourselves would be appreciated to help us put closure to this unfortunate situation. Vice President Mohadi, I want to reiterate what you've said, what the Minister of Foreign Affairs has said, that Zambia and Zimbabwe are truly one family. Truly one family.
Human rights and governance advocate Brebna Changala has charged that the United Party for National Development, UPND administration, has failed to foster unity among Zambians during its 4 years in power. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Changala has charged that Zambia is now more divided than it was when the UPND administration assumed office, emphasizing the necessity for President Hakainde Hichilema to actively engage stakeholders and the public in national dialogue and discussions. He has underscored the importance of addressing their concerns collectively as a means to promoting unity. He adds that government's inability to reach a consensus with the family of former President Edgar Lungu regarding the barrier arrangements has laid bare the UPND's shortcoming in advancing unity, as the protracted nature of this issue has projected a disunited front to the international community.
There is no unity in this country. Let's face it. And it's important that he stops pushing that narrative. Let him put the people of Zambia together in a national indaga. Let him listen to the people of Zambia. We must not listen to his voice. The country is more divided than he found it. And these are facts. Now, when he sits alone and starts talking about the United Zambia, that is misleading and is not solving a problem. That's a small matter. The issue of funeral. I think you can see the division in the country. They are trying to bury the issue of funeral.
The Private Sector Development Association has challenged ZESCO to explain the situation at Kariba Dam, especially that the country has continued to export power. PSDA Chairperson Yusuf Dotia says there is no logic in ZESCO exporting power, especially that the country has a deficit. Mr. Dotia has wondered where the government is getting the power for exports, despite the country lacking power countrywide. He says there is need for the government to explain why it has prioritized power exports against the limited local capacity. Mr. Dodia is of the view that the government should just export power, especially that should not export power, especially that the local production has continued to face challenges.
Imagine tariffs would have been put in place because that was import power in order to cover the deficit, the power deficit. Clearly, we can't have the same argument when we have had a very big rainy season. Our rivers are full of water, and in fact, our neighbors in that way as well.
The Free Press Initiative has expressed concern over the detention of Kabwe-based journalist Tandiso Banda, who was briefly held by the police for taking a photograph of a vehicle carrying Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zolomisa at Chowa Police Station. Mr. Banda, a reporter with the Mass newspaper, was detained for 3 hours on Monday and later released after paying an admission of guilt fine on charges of conduct likely to cause a breach of peace, allegedly for using his phone to take the photograph. FBI Executive Director Joan Chiro has described the police action as an infringement on media freedom and a misuse of loosely defined laws to intimidate journalists. Ms. Chiro has warned that such actions set a dangerous precedent that could encourage self-censorship among reporters. She says journalists are not bystanders but serve the public interest, and that punishing a journalist for carrying out this role undermines transparency, weakens accountability, and limits democratic participation.
It's really shocking and unacceptable that such a thing can happen. Whether it's the camera or the phone, when journalists all of a sudden turn into a dangerous equipment or a weapon that can be used to injure somebody, it's so sad that we are here today talking about things that we thought would never ever happen at all in our country. You know, it's really pathetic that somebody can stand and decide they're going to charge a journalist with an offense of conduct likely to cause breach of peace. What breach of peace can a phone cause?
And now, business news.